The National Corn Growers Association is urging farmers to submit their input to the Environmental Protection Agency this week. The EPA will hold a public hearing on the agency's RFS proposal that places volume targets below the statute required by law. Former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent co-authored the RFS while serving in Congress. He explains why it's so important that the EPA keeps the RFS at the volumes required by the statute.
There's a lot of goals it advances. Big one is energy security for the United States because it protects us against manipulation of oil prices by the oil cartel internationally. And anybody who thinks that that doesn't happen just needs to look at what they've done in the last couple of years to try and drive the fracking industry out of business when they've just dropped the price of oil for that purpose. And they've had that effect. And they can't do that to renewable fuels because of the renewable fuel standard. So it's worked exactly the way, in fact, better than Tim Johnson and I hoped. The one consistent energy policy that's, you know, produced energy security for the United States, so naturally it's under attack.
He says backing down from the original standards in the RFS sends the wrong message.
You know, as you know, the EPA has stated a standard which is 200 million gallons below the statutory standard for corn ethanol. There's no reason for that. We can produce and distribute up to the 15 billion gallons called for by the statute. And we ought to. And this is bad in the short term, and I think even worse as a long-term signal that the government's backing away from the renewable fuel standard.
The EPA is holding a public hearing Thursday in Kansas City, Missouri. Talent says federal agencies generally listen to what agriculture has to say during these hearings.
Yeah, they do. And this is a balance of, I think what's going on here is a caving in to pressure from people who've believed the myths about renewable fuels and also the oil company pressure. I mean, let's just face it. So counter pressure is quite important. It also is a way of supporting our friends and advocates and champions in the Congress. I mean, they need to see the grassroots out there behind them. So I know it's frustrating. You shouldn't have to do this, but it's important enough that you should do it.
Talent says farmers need to let the EPA know just how important the RFS is to rural America, jobs, and energy security. He says this is one policy that's worth speaking up for.
Well, I'll just repeat, this is one policy that has worked as well or better than we hoped it would work. So we're getting lower cost automobile fuel. We have over 200 ethanol plants in the country, something like 90,000 jobs created directly. It's a $40 billion industry. It's helping to regrow rural America. You know, and the irony is, if you care about greenhouse gases, it reduces them as well. So the day the administration goes to Paris for the climate change conference, it announces it's backing off the renewable fuel standard. So there's really no downsides to this, and I just hope people will fight for it. I think it will make a difference.
The hearing starts at 9 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, June 9th, at the Sheraton Crown Center Hotel in Kansas City, Missouri. Interested parties can also file comments with the EPA online by visiting ncga.com. Michael Clements reporting.